My friends, it's your boy Dave Sharp. All right, now listen, I've got it's a special day. It's a very special day. I've got a returning guest, one of my favorite guests of all time. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. Why waste any time? We're live. Papa Don, welcome to the show.
Hello, young man. How you be?
I am fantastic. It's a special day, both because I have you here, but also look at the shirt. Now, this is a never released version, okay? Who do you know that actually has enough cojones to put their own face on a shirt? The only thing that would make this shirt better if it had your face on it, Papa Don.
No. It would wrinkle in the wash.
You the man. Hey, so how you been?
I have been fantastic. I have just enjoyed myself. That's really all I can say.
Wow. So can you take us back just a couple of steps for those who don't know your story, how you got into this? Give everybody a brief, the cliff note version of who Papa Don is and how he has come to be on this live stream interview here this morning with me.
Well, I'm on the interview because I've got a bunch of you people screwed up in your heads, but the story is very simple. I'm obviously an old guy. I'm 78 years old. I have my sons are 54 and 52. I have four grandchildren from the ages of 24 down to 14. I have had a very rewarding and successful life. I started my career with IBM. I had a long run with them, enjoyed the benefits of that relationship. Came to that point that we all talk about what we give up for the other guy. Well, I gave it up and they paid me well, but I gave it up. Mm. And the issue back then was, you worked in the field, you made your objectives, you did good and so forth. Then you got promoted and then you do a staff job and then you come back and you do it again. And then you just move up the ladder. And I was moving up the ladder. But I'd been fortunate because I'd always been able to remain in Seattle because that's where my wife and her whole family and everyone's here. So anyway, I got the job offer of my life, everything that I had ever wanted at IBM. I got the job offer on a Friday evening. And I went home that night and I knew that if I did this, I had to relocate. And if I relocated, I'm going to take my wife and my children out of their family environment. And I'm going to be working the same 10, 12 hours a day that I always work. Hmm. And that wasn't fair. But once you take your name off the list, you're out of the deal. And so on Monday, I got that on Friday. On Monday, I resigned for the IBM Corporation. Didn't have a clue what I was going to do. Hmm. Got a lot of job offers because I was known in the community. And my wife said, you know, you've always talked about doing your own thing. Why don't you take this time? You know, we can afford it. Just take this time and go do something. And so I bought my first little company and I built that company up, sold it for a lot of money. Repeat, you know, same thing. I did that two or three more times. I finally retired in 2000. I've really been retired. It's just my wife and I traveled. I play golf. We just read. I have fun. Mm-hmm. And I learned about online marketing about 2018 is when I started getting interested in it. And mm-hmm. I did what a lot of people did. I went down a lot of rabbit holes. I wasted a lot of money. More than that, I wasted a lot of time. I don't remember who. Oh, actually, I do remember who it was now. But I clicked on the deal like everyone else, and I took the 15-day challenge. And what I knew is that this was real. And I think the last time we talked, David, I related because I one of my staff jobs with IBM is I ran a education center for a period of time, mm-hmm. so I was very in tune with what they were doing, and the training and the support of Legendary is absolutely on par with anything I have ever been exposed to. I said that then 6 months ago, but as I continue working with the company and watching the people come up through the ladder, I think it's superior. And I, anyway, so I'm here. I got into it, and you know, I've had all the challenges that everyone out there is having, and we're all at different places, and I'll be happy to share. You know, if there's questions, I'll be happy to share where I am. And so I am a old guy that I love the money coming in. I truly do. But what I have learned in the last 6 months since we talked last, mm-hmm. I've learned that what I truly get out of this is I love the ability to help people, to influence them moving forward, to mm-hmm. wrestle them from the grips of fear and doubt that they're in, mm-hmm. and try to make a difference. And I think I enjoy getting those emails about thank you, Papa Don, as much as I enjoy getting the commission checks. Oh, that's not true. I enjoy the money. That's true. But no, I do. I mean, I'm a whore. I like more is better. So anyway, that's who I am. I'm just an old guy that I've had a lot of experiences and have lived a life. And I can tell you, I can tell everyone that it's worth busting your butt to be able to live the life. That's it.
Hey, I want to go back a little bit in your story, in your life, where you made that decision about leaving IBM. I mean, that was I would say that was the breakthrough decision, or the breakthrough moment, at least a defining moment, where you did two things. Number one, you started your entrepreneurial career. But number two, you actually put family, at least that's what it seems like to me. That's what I heard. You actually put family first, and you looked into the future and said, hey, this is going to take a lot of my time over the next 10 or how many ever years I'm going to be doing this. And I don't know what plan B or another option is, but I know that I'm not willing. I've already given up enough, and I'm not willing to give up more time. That's what I heard. Can you say more about that?
That's precisely right, David. I won't bore people with what my life in IBM was like, except I'll say it this way. There's a lot of very bright people doing what I did at IBM. And I'm blessed with a little intellect, but I was competing with great intellect. And I worked my butt off. I would be, and this is before the internet, this is before Google, I would be in the office at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hmm. I would work all day, and as on the marketing side, I ran several marketing programs for them. And so we're always entertaining customers. And so my evenings, I was always having dinner with someone. I was always having drinks with someone. I was driving them home because
it wasn't just the hours you were putting in at the office, the 10 to 12. It was everything else outside of that, the dinners, drinks.
My day started for me at the office around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, that time. I would typically get home between 10 and 11 at night. That was 5 days a week. That was, and it just over and over and over. Do it again.
Yeah.
So I was offered this job on Friday by my district manager, and it was the exact job that I couldn't have dreamed for, a better job or a better location or a greater opportunity, because this next step for me would have been a district manager, which is a high, because that's one step below vice president. And I was on my way, and if I had drawn the perfect picture, that's exactly the job I would have wanted. Hmm. And he offered me the job, and I went home and I didn't even tell my wife about it, because something was bothering me. And as I thought about it over the weekend, I realized I had a son that was like 10 or 10, and one was 12, or in that range. I had seen maybe a couple of soccer games, maybe a couple of baseball games, maybe one mm-hmm. football. I had missed my oldest boy from 12 to 1. I watched my wife raise those children. They were always in bed. They were in bed when I left. They were in bed when I came home. Mm. I said, you know, if I take my family out of it, I first of all, for me to do this next job, I got to give even more. So it's going to take even more. And I don't know if I have it, but I want to do it. But if I do that, I'm going to just, this is stupid. And I looked back and I said, I have paid my price. They paid me well. They changed my life that way. But I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to go watch my son play soccer. Mm. I'm going to go watch my son be in the play. I want to participate. And yeah. I had a lot of job offers because I represented IBM to the Chamber of Commerce in Seattle, and I had people, they found out I had left. I got all, my wife said after a few weeks, she said, why are you doing this? Why are you even talking to these guys? It's just more of the same. You're going to do the same thing. Why don't you start your own business? Take a deal. And it was on that I, because I didn't have any, and I got into it. I just bought a small company and I didn't know my butt from a hole. Just like when I joined Legendary, I didn't know my butt from a hole to ground as to what you guys were doing or how it might this work. But I just got in and I started doing things, and I took it a piece at a time, and I built it up. I learned how to do that. I learned how to do it very well. So I did it a couple more times through my life, and finally
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the ability to get started, but I want to touch, just put a bow on this last piece, which is the fact that, number one, I can relate to that, making decisions and actually having my priorities in order. I thought that I had my priorities in order for a long time because I was making money. Right. And as a man, that was my priority. You know, it wasn't to actually be physically or emotionally present with my family. It wasn't even, and just to be crystal clear, I reiterate, it wasn't even to be physically present. That wasn't important. It was simply, in my mind, my priority was being successful in a career or with my business or making money. And so I've made a few decisions along the way that have allowed me to have my cake and eat it too. I actually didn't have to sacrifice anything. And it was that I made decisions that basically put my family first, you know, and when I did that, I was still able to be successful in business. And I've, you know, I would say over the past, I mean, Legendary has been a maturing phase for me in terms of learning how to get my priorities in order. I had a business before this to where I was too young and dumb. I did not have my priorities in order. And as a result, I almost lost my family as a wealthy person. Like, as a man who had succeeded financially, that ultimately almost cost me my family, because my wife and I were at odds. And quite frankly, she is everything that you described your wife to be. I had just not yet prioritized her. So, which leads me to the piece of, you know, I don't think we put enough value on simply how you can have your cake and eat it too with this style of business. You may not become rich and wealthy. You absolutely can make enough money to get by and be comfortable. But more importantly, the freedom that you have with this business to not have to travel in, to not have to spend 8 hours in an office, to not then have to travel home, and then deal with all that extracurricular stuff you were talking about, Papa Dom, with the drinks and dinner and the meetings and the travel and all that comes with working in corporate America. It's just that extracurricular stuff comes with the territory. The freedom that we get to just simply be home or to take our business on the road with us as we travel is something that a lot of people got a taste of over the pandemic because they were sent home to work from home. And now all of a sudden working from home, it's almost like, it's kind of funny, Papa Dom, because for many years I got made fun of for, oh, Dave works from home, he doesn't have a real job. And then over the last couple of years, everybody's wanted, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I want to stay home now that I, do you notice nobody wants to go back to work now? That's why there's, you know, people have found other ways to to make money. So just a couple of pieces there. What's coming up for you? Yeah.
No, I just wanted to say, I so totally agree with what you just said, but there's another freedom that comes out of that about comparing to corporate or your 9-to-5 or so forth. The other freedom of what we get to do now is we get time for ourselves to think. We get time for ourselves to do our thing. And I don't mean social things or other things, but we get to do what we want. We are not doing, because that job, we, like with me, I succeeded because I did exactly what they told me to do. I didn't know my butt from a hole in the ground when I joined the company, but I did exactly what they said to do. And I was very successful, but I did that. And that's all I knew. This gives us the ability to, we're not working for someone else. We're not taking their directives. We're not following their game plan. We're following our own life game plan. And that's a tremendous additional, in addition to what you said to me.
Yeah. Control over your life, control over your life's destiny, how far you go, how much you make, you know, the idea of, it's, you know, it's been so long since I've had those, that sort of captivity around my location, independence, and how much money I make and stuff. I can't really even imagine what it's like. But you know, it's something that a lot of you who are transitioning from employee to entrepreneur is going to be rather shocking when you first start, you know, because now all of a sudden you've been told where to be and what to do for so long that now all of a sudden you have all this additional freedom. And sometimes it can lead to self-sabotage because I don't know how to be organized. I don't know how to, you know, have order. I have these two small children that I was blessed to have as my children, my two kids, and they have this wonderful skill of order that they got from their wife. And it's such a beautiful skill because I don't have it. And so even today I struggle with that. But Papa Dom, what are some of the things that people who are coming from an employee, that's all they know. They went from school to being an employee. What are some of the things that they can focus on to get a little bit of that order, to enjoy that freedom, but also to not let it become the basically our demise? Because now all of a sudden, Papa Dom, be honest, social media can be a trap. We you know, it's difficult. So all of a sudden now, I'm going to start up an internet business, and they just become consumers of the internet because it's hard to move from that consumer and even that learning. You know, everybody likes to learn, but then when it comes time to start that TikTok channel or launch that ad and take action, it's really scary. You touched on that fear piece. Can you talk about some of the things that you're seeing out there in the trenches that people are dealing with, and what is some of the advice that you give them each day to overcome the fear, to overcome the independence and the freedom that we now have that we wanted, but sometimes it's difficult to know how to manage our time?
Well, I'll answer that in two ways. One way is in talking with, I have over the last several months, I have talked to, I have no idea, hundreds. I mean, and I literally mean hundreds of prospects to come into Legendary, because I went on a thing some time ago that I want to talk to the people. I got tired of the email stuff, and I don't mean tired of it, because it's a cool.
No, I love it. You're somebody said in the comments a couple of minutes ago. They said, here he goes, David. He said, would love to hear them old school marketing strategies that Papa Don's implementing now. Well, get your notepad ready because he's all about to fill them.
Well, get your notes out, because I have two things I want to address Dave's question with. One is what to answer his question specifically, and then I want to talk to you about what I have learned and what I'm doing differently now, which is changing me. And I'll throw it out. If it helps you, I hope it does. In terms of coming into this and being new to entrepreneurship, being new to this whole program, and you cannot walk into this and not be overwhelmed with information coming from you at so many different levels. So let me just say categorically, get rid of shiny objects. Don't put that in a big lump bag of shiny objects. That's That's all those emails you get that you respond to. That's all those things that you are supposed to review that you do. You're wasting your time. You're just wasting your energies. You may as well be out drinking or playing football or doing something else, but you're not doing anything for your job. That's one. Get rid of that. Just absolutely draw a freaking line through it. And I'm going to tell you how I do that in a minute, but because I went through it. I mean, I, coming from my experience level, I got in this and I'm a curious person. I can be distracted in a freaking heartbeat. I see something. I want to read the article. I want to understand what the guy said. I may even start doing research on this freaking article that didn't have anything to do with what I should be focused on. But that's me. So I will say,
I'm thinking if anybody can relate to Papa Don, let's get an amen. I won something because I'm right now relating to this, even where I'm at in my career right now. Please continue.
Well, I'm just saying, absolutely do not be sucked in with shiny objects. Get it off of your plate. The only other thing that I have to say about what to do is to, you're going through your training, you did a business plan. Go back and read your business plan, because at that point when you were entering, you had some thoughts, you had some dreams, and those things have gone by the wayside for most of you. I don't know that, but I expect that to be true for most people. Go back and relate to that and deal with one task at a time. So many people that think they're entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs think there's so much freedom. We get to do so many things all at the same time. That's right. You do get to make your choices, but successful entrepreneurs are people who do a very few things very well. And so narrow your scope of activity down to where you can set objectives and accomplish those objectives, and don't move to your second task until you finish your first task. And I'm tired of talking about that. I gotta go talk about that's bullshit. You go back and spend the time to get the task done. And when you get it done, reward yourself and move to the next task and be on with your life. That's the only two pieces of things I think I have of value to say.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's completely untrue, but there's enough there to talk about. So I want to talk about the first one, which was the shiny object syndrome. Okay. And how in the staying in your lane piece. Okay. If you're brand new on this, and I just want to tell you two things here real quick. What you just heard come out of the mouth of Papa Don, who, by the way, is very simply a customer, a client here of our education, and he's also an affiliate. So he promotes and markets. There's no other relationship here. There was no other script for that. That there was no planning that he was going to say that, but that last 2 minutes, if you need something to listen to focus on advice, what you just heard was probably one of, if not the best pieces of advice that's ever been shared on Wake Up Legendary. Now that's a big thing to say, but here's why, is because what you just said are absolutely the two things that plague both new and experienced people. The shiny, I was reading, I don't remember who it was from. I was reading something the other day. Somebody very successful said, if I could give one piece of advice, it would be find something and focus on it and do not let any distractions in. Do not start other businesses. Do not just go all in on whatever it is that you're doing that you want to grow. And that has been my saving grace. I will tell you that every single time that I have tried to do too much or I have tried to get it, I have to be focused on one thing at a time. Because when I start getting into multiple income streams and all, multiple businesses, there's a difference between multiple income streams and multiple businesses. For me, I got to be honest about my limitations. If you're Mark Cuban or if you're some of these guys on Shark Tank who are investing and have, you know, you have a role in 20 or 50 different companies, they probably have big teams that are doing that, that are helping them with that. Because as an entrepreneur who right here at Legendary is running a mid-size, you know, for America, we're running a mid-size business here. We did about 20 million in sales last year. Overall, we've got about 85 people that work full-time, and we had 100,000 new customers come in last year. Not a crazy, huge business, not a tiny business, a medium-sized business. And it would be foolish of me to go get involved or start another business. Well, but Dave, aren't you the CEO? Don't you have time to go in? And can't you multiply your money? That is what all the people on your Instagram and Facebook feed and probably even TikTok may be saying. But the truth of the matter is, from somebody who's doing it right now, I can tell you that I barely have time to do the things that are actually on my plate, my existing plate. And I'm talking about including time for family, fellas, including time date night, including time with my kids. I mean, including being home on the weekends and having dinner. My wife and I have two nights that our nanny stays late. So every other night I'm home having dinner with my kids in my family. If I include that stuff, the truth is I don't got any time for anything else. Sure, I've got investments, stock, real estate, things like that. But the truth is that if I was to start getting involved in this business over here or getting involved in this business, you know what would suffer? Legendary would suffer. Legendary would suffer. And people would sense that I wasn't all in. And people would be, they would match my intensity in terms of how they purchased and how they participated in our programs. Because your customers are not going to give more to your business, more time and more energy and more dedication than you are. You know what I mean? So that shiny object syndrome, what have I done, Papa Don? Well, my email inbox is a constant battle because, you know, I like to put my email into stuff out there too and see what's on the other side. And, but I really every couple of months go through it. My Facebook, I've shared this 1,000 times on the show. There was a time period when all the political toxicity, and it's still here, of course, but it was really bad during the and every time I went on Facebook, I would just unfollow people, you know, instead of looking at their stuff. I was going on anyways because we have groups and stuff, which are a whole nother topic. But, you know, instead of going on and consuming, you know, I created a trigger that when I went on, instead I would unfollow people, which was not very entertaining. And then eventually after 5 minutes, I would leave the app. So, man, that shiny object syndrome. I mean, Papa Don, what? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say that the shiny and then the focusing on one thing. And I think you had something you wanted to say on that as well. Well, you really did. You just covered it, actually.
Yeah.
So I'd like to share with, not that it's a way to do it. Well, it is a way for me. I'm just going to share with you one of the things I've learned and what I've implemented. And it's been very helpful for if that'd be appropriate, Dave. I had a mentor help me come up. My objective was create a daily discipline. I had to get my time just in dealing with my life as well as Legendary. And so it came up with, I have to control myself. And one of my mentors told me, to manage your time, he said, it comes down for your big money sentence. And I said, what in the hell is a big money sentence? He said, it goes like this, Don. When I'm doing this or this or this, I'm making money. For me, as I went through that exercise and I tried to write my sentence says, when I'm writing, filming, or speaking, I'm making money. That's the only time I'm making money. Everything else cost me my time, my energy, but I make money. So my deep work is primarily writing and coming up with ideas. Writing leads to being a better speaker. Writing leads to video ideas and better videos. My schedule is simple. When I wake up, I do a few stretches like old man has to do, some essential warm-up stuff. I read for 30 minutes to an hour. I do 5-10 minutes of meditation. But by 7 o'clock, when this thing starts, then I do my deep work until 10 a.m. And what that means is I don't check my phone until 10 a.m. I don't look at my email. I don't do anything with social media. I commit myself fully to those things that matter, my deep work. And for me, those 3 hours, if I am totally focused, I get more done than I historically got done in 12 hours because now I am on target. And what happens is there's a lot of things I enjoy. I enjoy all chasing shiny objects. I enjoy doing research. I enjoy that. But first I have to get my work done. And so I'm at a point by 10 o'clock in the day. I'm on the West Coast. So at 10 o'clock, day's over. I mean, my day, I have achieved my objective, or if it takes me till 11 o'clock, I will achieve whatever I targeted the night before to get done the next day. It's done. I've written, I've created, and I'm on my way. And folks, I'm going to tell you, it may not work for you. It works for me. And there's a power in it. And I encourage people to not misestimate the value of increasing your copywriting skills, of giving yourself a chance to sit down with a piece of paper and take a pencil and write it out by hand. Because one of the things I learned through some courses that I took is there's something that happens in your brain that when you're writing on a piece of paper as opposed to typing, there's something that occurs that's magical. And I've watched myself improve tremendously in terms of my writing. And we all need to be able to, whether it's emails or it's copy or it's doing your TikToks, whatever it is, we all can improve ourselves with our ability to write. So that's what I'm doing, David.
Yeah. I mean, that's really a simple, powerful, powerful strategy. And I want to just speak it back because I want to make sure that I got it and also to recap it for everybody else. And it was very, very simply that you identified what, and first and foremost, the statement, you called it your money statement. Is that, or your income statement or impact statement, something like that?
My money statement.
My money statement. When I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I'm making money. And there's a couple of things that I thought were really powerful about that. First and foremost, you're speaking what you want into existence. And I see every day the I'm struggling, the I'm a newbie, just the declaring from new people. And it's okay. We all did it. But I challenge each one of you to stop talking about what you don't want to happen and start talking about what you do want to happen, because it's the only way that it's going to happen. It's the only way that you're going to believe it. And it's the only way that anybody else is going to believe it. If nobody's going to give you the respect that you want and deserve until you command it. Nobody's going to respect your business as the serious business that it is, the future multi-million dollar empire, until you start treating it like that. And so I think that's really powerful. That's the first thing that I think is really powerful about that. When I'm doing right, and I think that's very similar for all of us. When I'm writing, filming, or there was one other thing, writing, filming, or going live.
Speaking.
When I'm writing, filming, or speaking, I'm making money. Everything else is a distraction, or it is a filler. I call it, it's all filler, no killer. It's just filler. You know, it's sort of like a piece of food, you know, that has, you know, it has a lot of this man-made food has maybe a little bit of nutrition, a little bit of killer, all filler, you know. Our time is something that I want my time to be all killer, no filler. And so the other thing was really that window of time. How often, Papa Don, do you think, and you could probably speak from experience, I know I can, that we entrepreneurs who are sitting at home, you know, we're going from wantrepreneurs to trying to turn into entrepreneurs. That's what we're doing, you know? And how often do you think we turn what should only take an hour into 8 hours because of all the bullshit going on to Facebook, the email? Could you just touch on that and try to say something that gives people an idea of how much time the average person wastes?
Well, I have no idea. They waste a lot. I know that. But the point that everyone needs to understand is that if you get your hard work, your real work done, and say you give yourself 3 hours or give yourself 4 hours, whatever it is, but get your work done, guess what happens? The rest of the day, you get to think. The rest of the day, you get to do whatever you want. And if you're truly going to build your business, you need free time for you to develop the future. You need free time to go down thoughts, to think about how you're going to, and start building your expanded business plan. But you can't get that confused with the time you've got to spend making your money, which is what you've got to focus on first. And so the
what you're saying is a lot of what I want to say and what I want to teach, but you're just putting it so simply and just really powerfully. So I totally can relate to that. I mean, I want and need time to goof off. I need and want time to dream and daydream and think about the future. You're right. Come up with new ideas. Like, those are all things that I need to give myself time to do with my personality and also as an entrepreneur. But a lot of times I don't separate and confuse those two as being the same. And in order to keep my business running, to bring the money in, I got to focus on those basics, those income producing activities, that writing, that filming, that speaking that you mentioned, and really understand that this daydreaming and this kind of scrolling, and I need to give myself time to do that, but it is a separate thing. And where I get in trouble is when I start to overlap those. And then my whole thing, because here's the other problem, Papa Don, is that as I'm writing, speaking, or filming, and now all of a sudden I go over here on the TikTok or wherever I'm going to go, what I leave room to creep in is start questioning myself, start comparing to others. And then that fear and that doubt sets in. And there is one thing that is kryptonite, right? That's what weakens Superman, right? The kryptonite. There is one thing that's kryptonite to an entrepreneur's execution. It is when they let fear and doubt creep in. Tell me.
You got to get used to the high wire. You got to be comfortable on the high wire, period.
Yeah. But still, if I'm walking the high wire, I need to be focused, and I can do it if I'm focused. But if I'm constantly paying attention, I'm walking the high wire, and I'm looking over at this person, and I'm looking over here, I'm bound to fall. And I think for the things that you laid out and how you view those income producing activities and how you close off that time. It's so brilliant, but it's so simple. We miss it every day because it's, I want to reward myself. I've put in 15 minutes of writing. That was hard because I haven't built that muscle up. So 5 or 10 or 15 minutes of writing, I feel like I need a reward after that. So now I'm over here on Facebook, and guess what happened to the rest of that hour? The other 45 minutes I just wasted. But if I stay focused, like Papa Don's saying, then that 15 minutes of writing will turn into 20, will turn into 30, will turn into an hour, because you'll work that muscle, you'll practice, you'll exercise that muscle. Like any muscle, you'll exercise it. In an hour of writing, will soon you'll say, where'd the time go? You know, I've sat down, when I write, I get lost. I mean, I can write for hours because, you know, I know that the first 10 to 15 minutes I'm going to have that writer's block or blank page syndrome or whatever it is, but I got a swipe file, and I got, you know, and I'm not scrolling Facebook for ideas. I've accumulated ideas, because what I do, Papa Don, is when I am in that kind of screwing off period, I will save stuff. I will email myself stuff. So then when I go to sit down, I actually organize those pieces into a swipe file. So into my Google Drive folder, sometimes Dropbox. But so when I'm writing, when I go to sit down to write an email or a sales letter or something like that, I actually have the resources and the inspiration. If I do need additional ideas or something, I have them already in a swipe file. You know, I have them in a Google Drive folder, so I can pull them up and maybe scroll through some sales pages. I want to look at, if I am going to look at examples, Papa Don, I want to make sure I'm looking at winners and not losers that look like winners, you know? So I'm also real selective as to who I'm copying. I want to know that it's working. So anyways, wow, those were
as you were talking, just something that,
sure,
if people are having a problem with writing, and by the way, I'm a disciple of learning how to improve your writing skills. But if you're having a problem with that, one of the things that helped me a great deal was I started copying sales letters. I went through a lot, because we're given a tremendous, I took my yellow pad and my pencil, and I just copied word for word, sales letter after sales letter. Dave talked about writing for 15 minutes. I started off doing that for 1 hour. I would just do nothing but fill out page after page after page of copying sales letters. And well, what happens with that? If you're reading anything of value, you start thinking, and then pretty soon, anyway, there's a way to get it. You don't have to sit there by yourself and be frustrated saying, I don't know what to do. Just get used to writing and copy some sales letters. There's a ton of them available on the stuff that Legendary gives you. But yep. I just say that that's a tip just to get started if you're at that yep. point.
Man, this is valuable stuff. Papa Don, I just said to people to our team, I said, man, this guy's got some nuggets to share. So, you know, I'm really just grateful. And I know you're not, I know you say in because it's true for you that you enjoy making an impact on other people, and you are. But I also know that you're the type of guy who you want to stay sharp, no pun intended, but you want to stay sharp. You want to stay, like, you got to be doing something. And you know, I'm really, really grateful that you chose our company and community to be a part of and add so much value. I know you may think that, and we have, I think you've gotten value here, but we've gotten value by you being here. So thank you.
David, I have received tremendous value, and I, not that we need to exchange kudos, but for those people listening, you're not going to find any better support anywhere. I promise. And I haven't been everywhere, but any place, and I've been a lot of places. This is as good as it gets. This is as training. this organization is, when Roxy sent me a letter or an email yesterday, said, would you be on the morning show tomorrow? I thought, holy shit. I watched, what was that? Sarah, was that her name yesterday morning?
Yeah.
That was, you talk about a classical thing. If you want to do a replay, you don't listen to this stuff. Go watch Sarah's thing. She laid out, that was just brilliant. And I thought, well, how in the hell do you follow Sarah? I mean, I don't have anything to say. But anyway, I'm deeply appreciative of all the education, and I've got, you know, I look forward. I thank you all. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, tell your.
And by the way, tell the people out there if they ever want to just give me a call or something, I'd be happy to talk. I'm up to talking to some goddamn many people that, you know. Few more won't matter.
There you go. Well, they can find you at Papa Don .. recommends, right? There's two periods in there between Papa Don and recommends.
Yeah, I stuttered when I said it.
your finger, you did a double tap. You had a little twitch there.
It's that old man stuff, you know.
Well, hey, take care of yourself, and looking forward to talking again real soon.
David, thank you for the invitation. Have a great day.
All right, Papa Don. See you, buddy. All right, my friends. There it is. If you want to listen to his first episode when he was on, I guess it was 6 months ago, as I think he just said, you can go back and find that. Just scroll back through, the replays, or go back through the podcast. You can find us all over. I mean, these replays, we post them on YouTube, we post them. We leave them here on Facebook, so you can go and watch them on Facebook. You can also get them on the podcast platforms, at least Apple and the major ones. There's a lot of value. There's a lot of gold hidden in these lives every day, these interviews. And one of my favorite things is meeting people for the first time and then having them come back on the show, like Papa Don has done. I think Sarah yesterday, I think she was on for the second time or third. I tend to lose track, but that's a good problem to have. So my friends, go and follow Papa Don at Papa Don. That's PAPADON .. recommends. Okay. Papa Don .. recommends. This is somebody, you know, who has a lot of wisdom and experience. And for a lot of you, who may be like me, it's never a bad thing to have somebody who has experience in life and experience in business. Sure, we all look to everybody in this community who's doing well, and we say, oh, that I can learn from them. But man, there is so many people, Papa Don being one of them, who have unique life and business experience that is helpful also in this business. Because the truth of the matter is that, you know, these skills that make us successful are not something that's special here. It's the same things that make you successful in every business. I could take what he laid out today and apply it to some sort of a local contracting business, and it would work. You know, the distractions, the shiny object syndrome, the carving out that window, the income producing activities, that's a blueprint right there. We didn't even talk about TikToking and Instagramming, because quite frankly, that's just the details of how to be successful in this particular business. But the principles that he laid out were the same principles that he used whenever the hell he started his first business, 20 or 30 or how many ever years ago. To me, that's mind-blowing that I can sit here and talk to and learn from a guy who has been successful in multiple businesses and now is using those same principles to be successful here, and understands that the small details, like learning how to TikTok or whatever, are just details. It's the principles, how you show up, the basics. And most people can't get the basics right. Why? Because the temptations are too powerful. And quite frankly, because some of us have never heard from somebody like Papa Don, who can lay it out with so much simplicity. And that's why I love, you know, what we're doing here. I love these shows. I love the opportunity to learn myself. And regardless of whether any of you assholes are going to go use any of the information that he just went and laid out, I know I am. Because at the end of the day, you got to get it wherever you can get it from. You got to learn wherever you can learn from. And for me, I get to do it every day. It's not like I'm preaching the dream, living a nightmare. I get to roll out of bed, throw on a t-shirt that has my face on it, never released before. Okay, that's a limited edition right there. And interview a student who I actually can learn from. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable, people. And to think, you know, we have a couple hundred people on here. Well, why isn't there a couple of thousand? Why isn't there 20,000? You think it's so hard to succeed? It's really not. Because most people are not willing to do those simple, basic things or even sit through a live stream long enough to hear them from somebody like Papa Don, who, quite frankly, that advice that he just laid out was worth thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, depending on how you use it. So, anyways, my friends, we'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks again to Papa Don, and thank you all for being here, for listening. Now go implement, be legendary, get out of here. We'll see you later. Peace.